Martin Perlman's group, the Boston Baroque, doing the first Brandenburg Concerto by Bach. We'll have Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Oboe Concerto coming up next hour. But next on KPR, a Spanish piano trio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. reader.ku.edu. Here's a 1927 piece by Joaquin Turina, the piano trio number one in D major. Giving an authentic Spanish performance is the Trio of Madrid on KPR.
Thank you.
an emphatic performance by the Trio de Madrid of the Joaquin Turina 1927 Piano Trio No. 1 in D Major, Opus 35 here on KPR. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. Listen to something from the Snow Maiden, Tchaikovsky, in just a little bit after the 10 o'clock news. Is a little something from Bieber's Partia, or Suite No. 4, here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. You can reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olesburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Officials say charges against the suspect in the shooting of two National Guard members Wednesday are going up after one of the Guard members died. Sarah Beckstrom was 20. The other Guard member, 24-year-old Andrew Wolf, is hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect is a 29-year-old Afghan national who worked with the CIA in his country before the U.S. pulled out. U.S. Attorney for D.C., Janine Pirro.
There are certainly many more charges to come, but we are upgrading the initial charges of assault to murder in the first degree.
Speaking there to Fox News, President Trump is cracking down on immigration in the wake of the shootings. In a long anti-immigration post on social media overnight, he says he will pause all immigration from what he calls third world countries, review all Afghan immigrants admitted during the Biden administration, and he says take citizenship away from select legal immigrants in the U.S. Pope Leo, on his first papal trip, has prayed at the site in Turkey where 1,700 years ago, early Christian leaders established the Nicene Creed, the foundation of Christian beliefs that is still spoken in churches today. NPR's Ruth Sherlock is traveling with the Pope.
Pope Leo and Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, stood side by side during speeches and prayer at archaeological ruins on the shore of Lake Iznik. It was here that in the year 325, bishops gathered from across the Roman Empire to heal divisions within the church and establish the statement of faith that Christians still recite today. Speaking at this historical site, Leo called on the world to reject the use of religion for justifying war, violence, or any form of fundamentalism. Instead, he said, choose dialogue and cooperation. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Iznik, Turkey.
Black Friday is still the busiest shopping day of the year, and so is the weekend into Cyber Monday. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports this year, despite low consumer sentiment and shoppers' lingering anxiety about tariffs, inflation, and uncertainty, retailers are predicting record sales.
The National Retail Federation forecasts that sales will top $1 trillion for the first time spent on gifts, food, and decorations. That would be growth of about 4% compared to last year, which is similar to what we saw last holiday season. Other forecasts are less exuberant. Deloitte, for example, predicts growth of about 3%. Still, this promises a shopping season that's far from the flop many feared earlier in the year when President Trump began to launch tariffs on almost all imports. In part, that's because tariffs rolled out in fits and starts with delays, giving retailers time to stock up without setting skyrocketing prices. Also worth noting that much of the spending is being propped up by wealthier shoppers. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. from The Snow Maiden by Tchaikovsky, The Dance of the Tumblers, with Ted Kushar directing the Ukrainian State Symphony Orchestra on KPR. Next, music by one of the sons of J.S. Bach, and then music from The Firebird to warm us up, the music of Igor Stravinsky. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about what they're doing. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's oboist Peter Westerman for the Oboe Concerto in E-flat major. It's Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
accompanied by the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra, oboist Peter Westermann, for the Oboe Concerto in E-flat by C.P.E. Bach this morning. Next, it's ballet music by Stravinsky. Next hour, music for gamba and strings, and a beautiful English sonata for flute and harp together. Imagine your favorite Christmas carols played by a swingin' big band. That's the formula at our yearly Christmas party at Liberty Hall, the Big Band Christmas. It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, and they bring some great singers and soloists, too. Tickets are on sale now, not many left. You can go through the Liberty Hall box office in downtown Lawrence or use Ticketmaster.com. And it's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And support for classical music here on KPR also comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at spiderartconstructors.com. Now music from The Bird of Fire, ballet music by Igor Stravinsky on KPR.
Thank you.
The Legend of Firebird is the story of Stravinsky's 10 ballet, The Firebird, which is based on Russian folklore. And it tells the story of a prince who is aided by a magical bird to defeat the evil sorcerer, Kashchai, and rescue captive princesses. Vladimir Ashkenazi directing the St. Petersburg Philharmonic this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes after the news, maybe one of the most famous Hungarian dances of Brahms, the Fifth, and then some Telemann music for gamba and strings before we hear Arnold Bach's piece for flute and harp together. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making KPR part of it. KansasPublicRadio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Weaver's Department Store, 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence. A community partner, Weaver's, has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. One of the two National Guard members shot near the White House Wednesday died of her injuries yesterday. Her colleague remains in critical condition. A suspect, an Afghan national, is in custody. In two lengthy anti-immigrant social media posts overnight, President Trump said he will terminate immigration from certain countries. In addition, he said he will take citizenship away from select legal immigrants. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
In the posts, Trump cast immigrants as dangerous and draining public resources. Trump wrote that he would, quote, permanently pause migration from all third world countries and terminate millions of Biden immigrant admissions. Trump also said he wants to denaturalize certain immigrants and, quote, deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. In the post, Trump also referred to Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz using a crude ableist slur and referred to Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, who is Muslim, as, quote, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab. Trump finished by writing, quote, only reverse migration can fully cure this situation. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Ukraine says it will continue to work with the American delegation on the revised peace plan elaborated alongside the Europeans in Geneva. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Russia's commitment is far from certain.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio's comments that the U.S. will discuss long-term security guarantees for Ukraine after a peace agreement is signed is another blow to Kyiv. Nevertheless, Ukraine says it is committed to the process. On Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin broke his silence about the plan. After vague words that it could serve as the basis for talks, Putin said hostilities would only end if Ukrainian troops withdrew from the territory. He was referring to Ukrainian land in the Donbass that Russia has been unable to fully conquer. If they don't, Putin added, Russia will seize the territory anyway. Ukrainians say Russia does not want to end the war and is simply buying time with the Trump administration. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
A new report from the World Health Organization says deaths from measles have dropped sharply over the last 25 years. NPR's Maria Cadoy reports they've declined 88% worldwide.
The report says nearly 59 million lives have been saved by the measles vaccine since 2000. That's more than any other childhood vaccine of the past 50 years. Even so, an estimated 95,000 people, mostly children under age 5, died from measles last year. While that death toll is among the lowest in recent decades, WHO officials say it's still unacceptably high for a vaccine-preventable disease. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
On this shortened trading day on Wall Street, stock prices are moving higher. The Dow is up 308 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Isn't that great? That's Johannes Brahms, the Hungarian Dance, number 5 in G minor, Claudio Abbado's Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you on Friday. And before we hear some Telemann, I want to thank these fine people at Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence for supporting classical music on KPR. Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence is hosting Holiday Market Saturday, tomorrow, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com. And also, a big thanks to Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. Kaiser Cummings, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Telemann scored this for gamba and strings. It's an English performance now with the English Concert playing some Telemann for us on KPR. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
an overture suite for gamba and just about every other instrument, plus strings, in that very full-sounding Telemann Overture Suite, Trevor Pinnock's group, The English Concert. Support for music programming on KPR comes from Michelle Gray of Mission, Kansas, on her birthday. Happy birthday from everyone at Kansas Public Radio, Michelle, and thank you for your support to keep classical music on the radio. Support also comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. It's Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Well, here is a lovely English sonata. It's by Arnold Bax. It's his sonata for flute and harp on KPR. Thank you.
Thank you.
there's a piece with an interesting background from 1928. It's by Arnold Bax, Sonata for Flute and Harp. And it was commissioned by a Russian harpist, and she would play with her husband, who was a Russian flutist and also a pretty important naval officer and the son of the last czarist ambassador to the United Kingdom. Anyway, so the husband and wife team gave a few performances of the piece, and then it never really entered the harp or the flute repertory. It just kind of fell out of view. So, reviving the work were two members of Mobius, the group. And if you thought it sounded a little Irish or Gaelic or Celtic, well, a lot of people think that. You're right. Irish folk song in the classical form. But also, it's very magical, wasn't it? Kind of the magic of the fairy is never far from that piece, especially in the slow movement. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can always find out more about each classical piece by checking our playlists that we keep online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And support for the music also comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's Black Friday, the traditional start to the holiday shopping season, which retailers hope will put them in the black for the year. The National Retail Federation expects sales to top $1 trillion for the first time. But a recent report from the Conference Board finds consumer confidence has fallen. NPR's Alina Selyuk explains.
The key here is who is doing the shopping. Most of the spending has been propped up by wealthier people, while others are trying to tighten their budgets. So you see these two things happening at the same time. You see discount stores like TJ Maxx and Dollar General doing really well, but so is Coach on the higher end, and Ralph Lauren, which is luxury.
NPR's Alina Selyuk. Last night, President Trump announced that National Guard Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom had died after being shot Wednesday near the White House. National Guardsman Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition. Both grew up in West Virginia. NPR's Dave Mistich went to the Martinsburg area to see how the community is doing.
Most everywhere around Martinsburg, West Virginia, was closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. But in the handful of bars and restaurants that were open yesterday evening, Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf were on many minds. Amy Fraley was behind the bar at the Big Apple Lounge in Inwood.
It's tragic. They're young. It's unnecessary. It's heartbreaking.
Jason Barrett serves the Martinsburg area as a Republican in the West Virginia Senate. Barrett says a conversation is warranted on the Guard's continued deployment to D.C., but he says the shooting also does show the need for the nation's capital to be kept safe. For now, though, he says his focus, like others here I spoke with, is on supporting the Wolf and Beckstrom families. Dave Mistich, NPR News, Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Federal prosecutors say the suspect in the shootings will be charged with first-degree murder. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he remains open to elements of a new U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine, but he says the war will continue if Ukraine refuses to make key concessions. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
The Kremlin often says it would prefer to achieve its goals in Ukraine through diplomatic rather than military means. That was the core message of a lengthy press conference by President Putin in Central Asia. Putin said he still considered a U.S. peace proposal a loose roadmap towards ending the conflict, but warned Russia would secure its territorial goals by force if Ukraine refused to withdraw voluntarily. Putin also weighed in on recently leaked phone transcripts that suggested White House envoy Steve Witkoff was biased in favor of Moscow in the peace negotiations. Putin called Witkoff an intelligent man who promoted the interest of his country. Witkoff is expected back in Moscow for talks with Putin next week. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate November 28th. The moon slides by Saturn the next couple of nights. The planet looks like a bright star. It's to the left of the moon as night falls this evening, and to the lower right of the moon tomorrow night. Saturn is best known for its rings. They're almost wide enough to span the distance from Earth to the moon. Right now, we're viewing them almost edge-on, so they look like a thin line across the planet's disk. Saturn isn't the only world with rings. The solar system's three other giant outer planets also have them. But they're dark and thin, so they're hard to see. Several asteroids and dwarf planets have rings too. But the biggest set of rings yet seen may encircle a rogue planet about 450 light-years away. The possible rings were discovered years ago. Over a period of 8 weeks, the light of a star in Centaurus flickered, sometimes dropping to just 5% of its normal level. The most likely cause was the passage of a set of rings in front of the star. And it's quite a set. The rings are more than 100 million miles across, greater than the distance from Earth to the Sun. The ringed planet appears to be traveling through the galaxy alone, and it just happened to pass in front of the star. It could be up to 6 times the mass of Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. And moons could be orbiting inside the rings, the most impressive rings we've seen anywhere in the galaxy. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Newbon House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at newbonhouse.com.
Thank you.
And there's just a dash of music for you by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a scherzo for orchestra in F major, and a performance by the St. Louis Symphony, led by conductor Leonard Slatkin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a nice long week, and we find ourselves at the end of it on Friday with a little bit more classical music for your afternoon. We'll have James Galway and pianist Philip Mall play Beethoven, a flute and piano serenade, and that'll be followed by exciting dances from the Mediterranean region, music by Charles Camilleri, a bit later with the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic. Thanks for being a part of things today on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. So what sounds good next? How about some Vivaldi, one of the violin concertos, maybe? How about a concerto for two violins in D? Next, with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, conductor John Elliott Gardner, and violinists Stanley Ritchie and Elizabeth Wilcock. Next, on Kansas Public Radio.